Welcome to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. I'm Tristan Amund with Mindful Living Realty.
And I'm Angela Dale with Gateway Mortgage. Join us as we sit down with Black Hills small business owners, learn about their businesses, and tell their stories.
We're doing it now on the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome back to the Black Hills Small Business Podcast. Today we're with Todd and Shelly Larson with the Black Forest Inn. Thanks guys for being with us here today.
Thank you for stopping.
It was a fun drive out here. So
It was. It's beautiful.
Yeah. So tell us a little bit about yourselves personally, who you are, your family, just to kind of get things started.
How far back do you want to go?
As far back as you want to go.
Well, Todd and I have been out here in the Black Hills since 2007. We moved out here from Minnesota. We have three now grown boys, so three men, Jake, Charlie, and Matthew. I would say they're our pride and joy. Oh, and this is Theo.
Hey for Theo.
So a little bit about us. Prior to being here at the Black Forest Inn, I was a realtor. And Todd works for Farm Credit Services of America.
So on my side, I do the loan officer for Farm Credit. And so Shelly and I are kind of a different background where she worked with the real estate side. Both of us did. One would be on the lending side. One would be on the transaction on the real estate side, which was kind of just unique for us. Mm-hmm. And it kind of came into buying this, of how we ended up doing it. To be real honest with you, I have two different perspectives on how we bought the business. I'm probably jumping ahead a little bit.
Yeah, hang on. Let's first, before we get there, I want to ask you about the business itself. Like, talk to us about what you do here, what you offer.
Well, what we want to offer to people who choose to stay with us is a comfortable, very home-feeling environment for our guests, where people have space to enjoy, to be able to talk with other travelers, which has really been fun and rewarding mm-hmm. for us, because we get to hear their experiences, where they've been, their plans for when they're out here. But we just really want it to be a comfortable place for people to come back to when they've been out exploring and they have a place to rest, a place to, if they want to be on their own, they have that. If they want to enjoy time with other people, they have that. They have a nice outdoor space that they can certainly enjoy. But just an environment that people are happy to come back to, and that can have the time and space to enjoy their vacation when they're away from home.
Yeah, and that's important because, like I said, you get out and travel all day and look at different things. You're like, okay, I'm exhausted. I just want to go home, and I want to have that home feel.
Yes.
Missing. So
I think our number one thing is an experience.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And people feel comfortable visiting with other people, what their day was like. I call them stormtroopers sometimes because they go out and spend a long day out in the field, adventurous, and then they come back and trade stories of where they've been, what was their interaction, because one of their other guests might be doing the same thing the next day. But I think what we have to offer here is an experience, and you mentioned about being like home. Our goal is when they leave is for they felt like that we were related, that we had known each other forever, and that's what our goal is, to be able to connect with our clients when they come to the Black Forest Inn. That's our number one goal, is with that, is when they feel very valued when they leave.
Yeah, and that's going to just trickle over to, you know, mm-hmm. new guests and have continuing guests and stuff
Correct.
Like that, because you want to go back where you feel comfortable at
yep.
on that side. So can I guess I don't know if I'm
going to forget.
How many rooms do we have? How many suites do you have?
We have 7 suites in the home. And then this year we have something new to offer. There is a cabin now here. So previously, I mean, the structure has been there and it was a little grill. I don't know if either of you have ever been there. But
I've only seen the sign. But
right out here on the front patio. And so last year we started that. So we had done a total renovation on that building. Took it, everything out because that did have a commercial kitchen. So now is a cabin that will be available to rent starting May 1st. We have a couple things left to finish in there, but it's got a full-size kitchen, a couple queen beds, a living room, a nice big bathroom. So we hope that our guests will enjoy that space too. So that's something new for us.
Oh yeah.
And then we each suite is a little different and unique, and then we have 2 of them that have private outdoor hot tubs. So that seems to be really popular too, especially when people are out all day and they want to come back and relax and be under the stars. So that's that's a big feature for a lot of our guests. They really like that.
Mm-hmm. And you're so far out, I'm sure you see plenty of stars and stuff out here. There's not too much light going on, is there?
No, we do see a lot of stars. And I was surprised how many people ask that question, either on the phone or in the email. They're like, or when they get here, can you see the stars here? And At first I was taken aback.
Like,
I'm like,
from Minnesota, so far, like, why would you, right?
I mean, you get people from bigger towns are just like, they can't see that all.
Of course, you can see the stars. Yep.
And we're like, what?
I know.
Yeah.
That's normal for us in Capricorn.
I know.
Yeah, I've read a lot of guests that say they would drive an hour every day. A couple out of New Jersey would have to drive an hour out of their community to see the stars, which we take for granted.
Yeah.
So, and.
Yeah, and we're an hour away from the Badlands, where it's dark.
Right.
Yes. Yeah, correct.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah.
True.
Well, I did see, because like your website, you have events and things like that. So that's almost like a perfect little venue there too, for like yoga retreats or weddings or that
so.
Kind of thing.
We will be having our first wedding here in May, a smaller wedding. So we're really going to cater to those events that are like 50 people and under. I guess we feel like that's kind of a good spot for us, where we're comfortable.
Yeah.
In those types of venues, just as the size, I think that we came to agree upon.
Yeah, start getting too many more, then you get too many people pulling and eating things, and it just gets tough. Too much.
I don't really want to be in the wedding business.
Yeah. But you've got a nice spot for that kind of. I assume you'd have come an outdoor wedding or something.
Right. So the one that's coming up in May, you never know with our weather, and that's the other thing. They don't want to have to get a tent, so. If they want to do it out in the gazebo, they can do it out there. Or they're small enough, they're going to come in here and do it if the weather
in here
doesn't cooperate.
Yeah, this will work, I guess.
Right. This would be
beautiful. So I think where one of them really started, we did a retirement party for a gentleman from the Air Force base. And they rented out the whole complex and had a retirement party, had speakers come in, and one of the generals, one-star general, came and stayed here. And it was a really unique with the family. We kind of sat back and just in awe of watched what his career was. The general was very amazing to meet, well-spoken, polished gentleman. So it was fun just to be a mouse in the corner to watch that family atmosphere happen. It was pretty moving. So I think with the weddings, it'll be, since this will be our first one, will be kind of the same. It'll be exciting to be part of it.
And then your desire to be part of the family.
Yeah,
kind of becoming part of this part
we're
of the
so
event.
We're so lucky.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
We've had many friends or families meet up here. So they're coming from different areas, and then they'll stay here. And it is really fun to see people reconnect that haven't seen each other for a long time and have the space to do it. And we get to be part of it, I think. The one thing that we've been the most surprised with in this adventure has been how much we miss our guests when they leave. Like, I didn't expect that at all.
True.
They'd be like, you paid, see you later, right?
I mean, some people will stay here for 5 days or a week, or you get attached to them. You kind of know their routine, like, oh, so-and-so gets up really early, but something that we weren't expecting was how much we miss our guests when they leave, which I guess is a good thing.
Yeah.
Well, that speaks to what you're looking to build here.
Exactly.
Yeah. 100%.
Exactly.
When people are gone, they miss their families, they miss their pets. One of them, we have a pet, so we get to know their pets' names, because they're going to tell us all about their pets. Hence, we have one. And their families. And we spend a lot of time together. Our boys might be here, or just in small talk of where you grew up, how you grew up, your different backgrounds. We might have the same background, that's great, or totally different, which is exciting. But that's maybe the difference of staying at a bed and breakfast versus maybe you're just your standard hotel motel. Ooh. Is your interactions.
And like, or even your vacation home, which is probably your biggest, I suppose, competition in the hills, is your vacation home, but you've got more of that interaction here at the bed and breakfast scenario.
I think our location just offers a lot of opportunities for guests or people when they're out here on vacation. We're kind of centrally located.
Yep.
We're close to Pactola, Sheridan, Lake, and we're close to Mount Rushmore, Deadwood, Hill City. So even the people that are going to the Badlands will stay here and do that for a one-day trip. So I feel like our location is really, really nice. It's quiet. They don't have to deal with, any problems parking, or I think that offers a lot of benefit to our guests and travelers that are out in the area. So I think there are a lot of opportunities for people to come see a lot of different places and stay a lot of different places. Yeah. And we're just always blessed and thankful when people choose to stay with us.
Because you guys have had this for a year now?
It'll be a year in May. That's it, yes. Thank you.
So what have you done to, have you done some remodeling and rehabbing?
Well, the majority of the renovation was done prior to our ownership.
Okay.
Yep.
So we, when we first saw it, I mean, Tristan, you know, as a realtor, when we see properties pop up and this popped up and I kind of intrigued my interest and I'm like, oh, well, and it kept popping up and I mentioned it to Todd and he's like, you're crazy. Like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. As we do, right?
Right. Yeah. And it kept popping up. Yeah. But since then, we, like I said, we did that cabin renovation and then we're just in the process of finishing the basement suite renovation. So we did that total renovation as well. And then we've done minor things here and there. I mean, we have stayed busy all the time doing little minor things that maybe other people, just cosmetic things mainly that we hope will make it.
Well, it's like when I know I have company coming, it's like, oh, I got to clean my house. It's like 24 hours to clean. And I'm sure you're kind of on that all the time because you're like, okay.
Oh, kind of always, yes. And then we do little projects. I mean, stuff pops up all the time.
Yeah.
I think we counted we have 12 bathrooms, 7 suites, 10,000 square feet to short. So there's
a
cabin. So there's a lot of upkeep.
Yep.
Just your day-to-day.
And 3 acres.
So you don't stay bored, I'll put it that way.
Right, and you do all the work yourselves? You hire out any of the cleaning or anything like that?
I have a robot vacuum.
Yeah. Shelly's...
Do what you can.
Shelly stays busy.
We do the majority of it. You know, we have 2 boys that are in college at the same college up in Aberdeen that play college football, and so we try to be able to make it to those games when they're playing at home in Aberdeen. And then we'll have help. Uh-huh. Luckily, Todd's parents live just in Hill City, and they help us a lot when we need some help. We do have some other people here and there that have filled in to help. But so far, I mean, we've been here just under a year, so we haven't had a lot of time where we've needed that. But luckily, we do have some people that can help fill in.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, Todd. So, time. Tell us your story. What happened with you guys saying, other than kind of what you've mentioned, you know, why did you decide, hey, let's just buy this business and do this?
There's 2 aspects. Shelly, like she said, the property kept popping up and she wanted to look at the property. My background being in banking, I want to see the numbers. I want to see the financials. So we had 2 different perspectives of what we both wanted to see. And we were able to see the property, able to get, you know, the financials, see if it would work out. And then we saw the property maybe 2 or 3 times. It took two or three times just to get the grasp on it.
Yeah.
Because of the magnitude of the size and how it operates. Just all the questions that you keep having and having. And the previous owners were wonderful on working with us. Mm-hmm. Dumbfounded luck of how it happened. It just kind of, life's a journey, life's a story, life's a chapter in a book. And it was just one more in ours. We've owned businesses in the past of different types of industries. So I don't think, not that nothing scares us, but maybe we're not smart enough to know what we're getting into at times.
Yep.
Right? Does that make a sense? Mm-hmm. We're always been able to take a risk and write that new chapter in our life and our marriage and for our kids.
Hospitality is a whole other ball.
Yes.
We've always been in our careers, work with people.
And I've
But that's, again, this is a whole new adventure for us. And our guests have been so rooting for us, knowing that we've only been doing it one day, whether it's one day or whether it's just about a year. They find out and they're like, you're doing so well. They're like, like really rooting us on that we're going to do this. Well, it's so funny that they're so supportive when they find out how long we've owned it. So that was kind of unique. But I don't know if you have perspective on different of how it came about. It comes back to Shelly being a realtor, or having been, of how this property came about. But
well, like I said, it kept popping up on our, you know, checking when listings come up and adjustments being made to it. And it just would always, that this property kept popping up for me. And there were a lot of pieces that had to fall into place for this to happen for us.
Mm-hmm.
And I say this all the time, and to Todd, I said, I'm just going to pray about this. And I prayed, and I kept saying, okay, God, if this is what we're supposed to do, this is what all the things that need to happen for us to make it work. And every single thing I prayed about, it happened.
Yep.
And so I just said, okay, we're buying a bed and breakfast.
It's happening.
We're moving in.
It's been great.
Yeah.
It's been a good move for us, and it's been very fitting for us, and much more rewarding than I would have ever have guessed. And we're just thankful and blessed to be here, and all the people we get to meet and the stories we get to hear and be part of are just amazing. So
yeah, that's a good perspective, because a lot of times you think, oh, I got to deal with all these people coming in all the time. You know, it's kind of, you think about it in that scenario. So it's great to know that it's kind of the other way for you guys.
It was, you know, we were right in the middle. I mean, the season had just started. We purchased it May 23rd. On a Tuesday, we closed. On a Wednesday, I served breakfast.
Oh,
there were guests here. Yes.
Wow.
So the guests were warned. I think there were four.
You guys mind served? Oh, here's oatmeal.
I think there were four rooms rented, so eight guests, if I remember right. And
it was pretty full.
It was nerve-wracking that first day. Like, luckily, like we said, the previous owners, Ryan and Jody, were very gracious and helped prepare us as much as possible. So I had done some breakfast with Jody, but it was not much sleep that night. Like, we had to move our stuff in.
Yeah.
You know, do breakfast in the morning, and how much time things, you know, that's a whole nother thing to learn, is how much do I need to make for eight people? Even though the recipe says this, okay, there's six guys, or, you know, you have to make adjustments that way too. But like Todd said, everybody that first week, they were amazing. They were cheering us on. They were like our parents, like, you guys are doing great.
A lot of our parents' age that time, and they were like, we can do this. One of the reasons that we did it, and I was kind of thinking a little bit in my head, is our goal was, one of our children were all done, graduated out of the house, that we wanted to live back
in the hills. Yep.
At one point, we lived about 9 miles from here previously. Did I think it was going to be the bed and breakfast aspect? No.
But here are the hills.
But here I am, and this is how it worked out. It's just crazy to think of the story that this is how it ended up, us living back in the hills. But that was our goal, was to get back outside. And we loved Rapid, and we still do, but we just wanted to be outside in the hills and enjoy of why we moved here 17 years ago.
It is quiet. Yeah. It's peaceful. Mm-hmm.
And you only have an hour drive to town. And
it's easy drive.
Yes, it is. And it's a beautiful drive, like you said. And there's different routes you can take that are just each one unique, and each one, I think they're just, we just have to take the time to enjoy the ride when you're going in town or making those trips. And it's a nice time to sit back and kind of relax.
And decompress. Kind of thing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Collect some thoughts. Yep. So
what do you love about doing business here in the Black Hills?
I think we've had a lot of support from many different avenues, from friends and family to just people we've known in the community throughout the years. I mean, we have been here now for quite some time, I guess. It feels like home.
Yeah.
And so I feel we're very well supported. I mean, look at, you reached out to say, hey, can we come on out and visit with you? So it's been really fun in that respect too, is people cheering for you, rooting for you. They want to see you do well. And, you know, I was thinking about this today when you were coming out. There are more good people than there are the negative things that we hear about. So I don't think we hear enough of the good stories.
Yeah.
The positive things.
Bad stories always get the flames, but there's so many more good stories. Yeah.
And we've talked about this, and we kind of laugh as when we have people check in, and we always meet our guests, and we welcome them, and we give them a tour of the property. And if it's usually Todd or I, and we'll meet back up afterwards, and we'll say who just checked in. And our running joke is, they're so nice because people are out here, they're on vacation, and they're in a good mood, and they're relaxed. We get to be part of it. But we can honestly say we don't have one guest where we're like, oh, I can't wait to leave, or they're just so difficult, or
That's a pretty big statement, I think.
We've just had the salt of the earth people stay here from other countries, from either East or West Coast, and people are just here enjoying the Black Hills. They're all kind, they're on vacation, they're in a good mood, and they're all always telling us what a blessing that we live in the state of South Dakota.
Yes.
And where we live. Mm-hmm. And it's over and over where they talk about the state and where we live of how blessed we are and what we have. And I don't take it for granted, but when they make these statements, I know I must take it for granted a little bit.
Right.
And I really, I think we all do at times. But that's what I really get out of it, of having all the guests come in from different parts of the country and the world.
No, I ask you, like, this, like, kind of listening to their stories and their experiences and things like that, and becoming family with them already or after that.
Yeah, so people are so well-traveled.
Oh, my gosh,
and you just sit back and listen to them.
Yeah. Like, we're in this little piece of the world, and we're in a bubble. So many places. It's
interesting.
Fun to hear their stories.
But there's
South Dakota's
like home,
a great place to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Any challenges of doing business in the Black Hills that you've experienced at this point, shall I say?
I don't think by means of any, it's with the Black Hills. I think we've been, I don't know if we've just been blessed with our first year with everything going pretty smooth. We had a transformer blow out. We had no electricity. Everybody was rooting for us, and I think they would have eaten cereal.
But they didn't.
They got that correct with everything, but we've just been so lucky with our first year of it really going pretty darn smooth.
You know, South Dakota is a great place to do business.
Yes.
We're known for that.
Yeah.
You know, they're, I think it's very supportive of small business owners, and I think that's, you know, it's a great business environment for people to come to for a lot of reasons. But a big challenge, I can't really think of.
Other than being so busy, right?
Well, that's a good problem.
Yeah.
You know, we visit a lot with other people that are in the hospitality business from our neighbor across the street, runs a bed and breakfast. They become friends, they become mentors, and we both do the same thing.
Yeah.
So you'd think that we'd be battling against each other. It's so opposite. It's the opposite of that, where we're working together to make sure that whoever comes out to see and enjoy the Black Hills has the best experience.
Yeah. You just help support. You
it want, is.
I think we just want to see everybody be successful.
Yeah. We've said to have some conversations with some people downtown, and they've said that exact same thing, where a store owner across the street is like doing everything they can to support the next owner across the street. So it's just kind of the way things are out here.
Yeah, right.
We definitely feel that way.
Well, you want to bring more people to the area, and if you're helping to support everybody to be successful, it's just going to make everybody, I think, do better.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Anything else that we haven't talked about that you want to mention about your place or your property, your story?
Is there something I forgot?
I don't know.
Oh.
So do you guys have I mean, obviously you cook. Do you do like dinner? Do you serve dinner here, or would somebody have to get dinner?
Right, that's a good question, because we do get that question quite often, or we do get people that'll just pop in and look for a restaurant.
Yeah.
Because
that.
There used to be a restaurant here. It used to be a restaurant.
Oh, okay.
So we don't have a restaurant where we serve supper. We just provide the breakfast in the morning.
Okay.
But, you know, we have some ideas on some things that might be coming up too. And you never,
Demosa
we won't
Suites
be doing
have
the
like
restaurant, but what's that?
Do most Suites have like refrigerator or microwave?
We have a common area where there's a fridge, freezer, ice machine, microwave, so that's something that everybody can use. And then we have the coffee bar that's always available. That's complimentary for everybody. And then we have a game room downstairs that it's not really used that much because most people are out and about enjoying
outside.
Their time. Or, you know, when it's busy, they're out sitting outside enjoying, you know, the time outside with people and guests. But I just would encourage people to get out, even if you're in the area and you just need a quick getaway. We've had quite a few couples from Rapid City, or I mean Belle Fouche, Spearfish, Sturgis, a lot of people that now just want a little getaway, a little break to refresh and just to relax and maybe be pampered a little bit. So that's been fun too, having those people that we get to know on that, on those types of short stays.
Yeah, well, and when I looked it up, I'm like, oh, because I love hotels. I'm a hotel diva, my husband says. So you definitely pass. I was like, oh, because I love the suites. I like, so yeah, they look nice and comfortable and very well furnished. So it'd be something that we could come out here and do. Because we live in Sturgis, but it's like when we get down here, it's like, you know, it'd be nice to just stay one night down this area.
Right, yep, it is. It's a nice, quick little getaway, but yet private. And there's still a lot to do. You know, Hill City has grown so much.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We lived out in the area for 7 years before moving into Rapid, and since that time, since we've been gone, it's changed so much. They've just, it's such a nice little town.
They've got
now
a lot of events and stuff.
They
like
do, yep, a lot of events, a lot of different places you can go eat quick. So I think that's really helped the area as well. Mm-hmm. I just love our location. I love that we're out far enough but not too far. You know, if you want to do the water sports, you can do that. If you want
to do... is like literally down the road. I mean, it's, what, 5 minutes from here?
2 miles, yeah. Down the... Yeah. Yes. So, in Sheridan Lake, it's just, you know, the other way. So, there's so many things you can do. And that's another thing people usually say is, I didn't realize how much there is to do out here. Like, they should have stayed longer, or they'll extend their stay because they learn there's so much to do.
Well, thank you very much, guys, for talking to us about your business. It's a great place here in the Black Hills. And we'll see all you guys next time on the Black Hills Small Business Podcast.
I hope you enjoyed that story as much as we did.
We'll put all the contact information of every business in the show notes or the description below. Be sure to check them out and support our local small businesses.